All Saints Day. What a day to celebrate. Amazing. One of the pastors that I knew in Michigan used to greet his congregation all the time with good morning, saints, and good morning, sinners. Yeah, it's a realization that they're one and the same, right? We are saints and sinners at the same time. We're saints because God says so, and we're sinners because we're human living in this world, and we are sinful. But it is also a day to celebrate the blessings of God. We remember in our prayers today those who have passed on this past year, and we'll have a time in the prayers where we'll call off some names, and then I'll leave some open space there at the end so that if you have somebody that you know or somebody that may not have been written down on our list that you can remember in your hearts as we have the prayers of the church. I think it's appropriate that Matthew chapter 5 is our reading for today for All Saints Day. The beginning of the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount as Jesus is teaching his disciples. Matthew chapter 5, 1 through 12 is a reading that many people are familiar with and I think is, again, appropriate for All Saints Day because when Jesus is teaching his disciples on the mountainside, he's not just proclaiming pithy church sayings. I think sometimes we use the words of Jesus, and if we can write it on a sign and it looks nice in our kitchen, that's how we think of it. But Jesus is doing more than just giving us good words to live by or things to remember. He's describing to us, to his disciples more importantly, what a saint looks like, what a follower of Jesus looks like. We oftentimes think that we already know, or maybe we don't, and we have no clue what it looks like to follow Jesus. And we think, well, it just means living right. Well, I hope that's part of it. We should strive to do that. But that's not all there is. In fact, being a follower of Jesus means a whole lot more. And here in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is explaining that to his disciples. So what I'd like to do this morning is take a look at the words of Jesus and maybe help us to understand a little bit more of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to be one who, as he will say later, is pure in heart and keeps our eyes fixed on the cross. So if we begin where he begins, blessed are those who are spiritually poor, he says. I like to think of it as those who are aware of their spiritual deficit. I'm not a money guy, I'm not very good at working with the numbers, but I know what a deficit is. I know what it means to lack something. And Jesus begins with the heart of the matter. Those who follow him, those who are saints, those who are called by God, are aware of what it is they lack. They lack holiness. They lack righteousness. They lack all of the good things we think we should have in order to be a follower of Jesus. He says, those who know they are spiritually poor, those who know that there's something missing in here, those who are aware that the sin in their lives has caused a problem, a break, a gap in their hearts. So Jesus begins in the heart. Those who know they are spiritually poor, those who know their deficit. we like to think sometimes that we got it all together, or at least we've got some things figured out. But a follower of Jesus is aware of their need, of their need for Jesus, of their need for his love and his Holy Spirit. They are spiritually poor. They're running a deficit in the heart department. And because of that, he says, blessed are those who mourn. We mourn because of the spiritual deficit or the lack of holiness we have. We mourn because of the sin in the world. A follower of Jesus isn't just sad when sad things happen. A follower of Jesus mourns over the sin in the world, the sin in their own hearts. It's not just sorry for them, but realizes the extent that sin is prevalent in their lives and in the world around them. So those who are aware of their own spiritual deficit are acutely aware of the sin in their own hearts and in the world around them. That's where the mourning comes from. So Jesus is describing somebody who follows him as somebody who is paying attention. There was an old political saying, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. I've seen that on bumper stickers. Probably more here than in other places. I'm getting to see them more. But again, it's beyond just the political spectrum. The outrage, the sadness, comes from seeing the sin in the world around us, in our own hearts, in our own relationships, in our own lives. We know we are sinful human beings, saints and sinners at the same time. Now, the types of sin range from all sorts of things. You have each of our own individual things that we struggle with, but the world around us struggles in sin as well. So blessed are those who are aware, and blessed are those who are saddened by the sin around them. Jesus says, blessed are the meek. Now, there are lots of different definitions for meek. We've heard the song, Gentle Jesus, Meek and Mild. We sort of picture this mousy little, you know, sheepish Jesus being all meek and mild, but that's not particularly what meek means. Some have said, well, meekness means that they're strong but quiet. Well, not really either. Meekness comes from, again, a realization that there's no strength or worthiness in ourselves. We're not born with some innate goodness. We're not born pure and holy and innocent. We're born sinful. And we continue that way. And when we're baptized, those sins are washed away and we're connected with Jesus, and yet we still struggle with sin. Somebody who is meek realizes that they are not strong in and of themselves, that their only strength comes from Jesus. Our only strength comes from Jesus. We don't have it in us. We can't work it in. We can't work out enough to be strong. It only comes from Jesus. So a saint who is meek realizes that their strength comes from him and him alone. And we look to God to provide that strength. Again, we don't try and figure it out ourselves. We don't try and be strong. We look to Jesus, and we gain strength from him. Now Jesus goes on, those who seek strength in him are also those who are, let's say their stomachs growl and their mouths are parched because of their need, their hunger and thirst for that which is perfect, righteousness. Now, who thinks saints need to be perfect? Well, if we know we are saints and sinners at the same time, we know we are not perfect. And we know that we will only be perfect when Jesus comes back. So until then, we realize our imperfection. So those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, who are longing for the perfect, those who are seeking the perfect, where do we look? Inside? No, it's not there. Somewhere outside? In the world around us? No, there's no perfection there. Once again, the saint looks to Jesus for that perfection. The saint sees in Jesus the life lived perfectly, the death died perfectly, and the resurrection gained perfectly, and the promise to return and take us to be with him perfectly. So on this All Saints Day, as we look at the Beatitudes, as we see Jesus describing for us what it looks like to follow him, we see continually him pointing us back to the cross, back to himself, time and time again. The saint seeks all of these things in Jesus alone. Jesus goes on with the next four sections to describe the life of a follower of him. A follower of him is quick to show mercy. Why? Because they know that they have received mercy from him, that they're not receiving the punishment due their sins, that they've been forgiven. So they are quick to share that with others. They don't do it out of arrogance, thinking, oh, I'm going to help those lower than myself. They realize that they are the lowest themselves. They are single-hearted. Saints of Jesus are single-hearted. They are focused with their eyes fixed on the cross and on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's where their eyes are. Pure in heart, pure in intention, nothing distracting them. A follower of Jesus strives to be at peace with everybody. I know that's hard. A follower of Jesus, a saint of Jesus, tries to be at peace with everyone. Those who are like us, those who are not like us, those who like us, and those who don't like us. I know it's hard to believe, but there will be some people who don't like us. Or some people who don't like you, some people who don't like me. Again, I know that's hard, because we want everybody to like us. It's not the way that it works. But a follower of Jesus strives to live at peace with everybody. And a follower of Jesus isn't surprised when struggles come. They're not surprised when persecutions come. They're not surprised when things bad happen to good people. Jesus promised that it would be that way. He didn't say if persecutions come. He said when persecutions come. The saint knows that the struggles are real and that we face them. So how many of us sitting here today could say, yes, that describes me perfectly? Well, you know what? Because God has declared us saints, it does describe you. It does. And you may do the self-deprecating thing and say, well, you know me, I struggle and I have these things. And yes, that's true. That's why we are saints and sinners at the same time. So, saints of Grace Lutheran Church, know that you are that way because God has declared you to be through his Son. And sinners of Grace Lutheran Church, know that the forgiveness of God is yours because God declares it so through his Son. So this All Saints Day isn't just about remembering those who have passed on. It's realizing who we are. Who we are in Christ. Who we are together as his church. So let's live it. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.